The following is from Bloomberg View, the opinion section of Bloomberg.
This week's meeting between President Obama and President Xi Jinping of China offers an unprecedented opportunity for the two leaders to get to know each other. Maybe the California desert air will help clear the strategic distrust that has grown between their two nations. To be productive, the discussion should include a few crucial agenda items. Cyber theft is one. The scale and boldness of Chinese theft of U.S. corporate intellectual property are shocking. Obama needs to make clear to Xi just how bad this larceny is. North Korea is another. The two sides need a sustained high-level dialogue about how they would respond to a humanitarian emergency, sudden collapse, or other contingencies. Next, regional tensions. China would be wise to focus on agreements to develop resources and settle disputes. Finally, economic relations. Obama needs to avoid fanning protectionist flames and stress to Xi that Chinese failure to live up to economic agreements will create a poor climate for more high-profile investments. Hovering over the meeting is China's overriding concern that the U.S. seeks to contain it. To allay this worry, the U.S. should give a more diplomatic and less militaristic cast to its so-called pivot to Asia. Short-sighted is the one thing that custodians of the U.S.-China relationship can't afford to be. No doubt this is what Xi meant when he called for a new type of great power relationship. This editorial was written by the Bloomberg View editorial board. I'm David Shipley. For more View, please go to Bloomberg.com/view.
This has been Bloomberg View.